Study test. We did Sif Yud. We're doing Mishnah Berurah still on Sif Yud. So holy Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Tes. Are we about to start it? But the Ramah brought that this halacha that malacha is can't be done, or the Mechaber brought that the malacha can't be done before Havdalah. Ramah brought a shita that a malacha which is aimed at Terech is mutter, and then in the special minute lahakol shemalikan there is miyad shomer halakol baruchu medikers kesor v'yishana. So mizani special minute I'm a gerom shemafakuk ma'olam minig zeb. They find this minig quite questionable. The menayin lana lechalik ben malacha lemalacha. This shita that's saying you can different types of malacha is malacha. Okay. We got Rabbi Yeruchim efshe shlokiv in lahakol b'zeh rak achar shehivta b'tvila. Even Rabbi Yeruchim, which is a sort this like you see the quote is from Rabbi Yeruchim in the Sif Yud Beis Chelik Yutes. Could be only meant in a situation where you're ready to remove the bitfila. Okay, masik the yesh lidrash baram shilamdu, but I say I'm learning remove the mikdash shachol. Kadam shi yasu shum alacha. They shouldn't rely on this opinion, and they should say remove the mikdash shachol. Kol shkein oisun shemavaris eitzim ve'eish umechamim ismayim. That melachas yesh b'tarach l'kuliyama ul'kuliyama oser. And once they're going to start being mekel, they're going to be mekel. They're going to do things which definitely nobody was matter. So you have to train the women to say. The women and girls to say Hamav leMikdash Shachol before they do anything at all. Okay. Now take a look at take a look at the Sharet Zion and the Aleph. So this is Tosfos Shabbos and the Chayyim. So they're passing Lachol Maaseh like this Magen Avraham that we can't rely on this Shita. Then he brings Derech Chayim Machmir Oy Yosef Bezad. The Derech Chayim is Machmir even more. He holds even as long as you haven't done Havdalah al-Kais, you have this limit, you have this chilek between malachas. That's a chumrah. Okay, Rafa Taz make Mitzad al-Hokka Kudya Sherman, they didn't lead because they should not rely on the Shita.
What malachas?
The lord of Bemash Shehikol and Shacharach led the Chacham Minik lahokol b'malacha Acher Shehivda b'tfilo b'mir samav d'luchud
Acher.
Once you've done the Havdalah b'tfilo or Hamavdol, that's already a kula. That Rishon and Chmir b'zeh k'mashakasa b'ziyosef. Some are machmir even on that. So we're going to be mekel. So v'nekel od yosef the gam Havdalah b'tfilo l'tzorich. It says, and then furthermore, if you look at the Ben Yeruchim himself, you see it could be he only meant that once you hit the Batfilo. And Adarabba, he's actually saying the Chumrah of the Derech HaChaim, that if you want to be Mekel, basically you would have three Shitas. Then one Shita holds even after the Dol Batfilo, because when you didn't have Dol because you can't do any Malacha. He's saying you can do Malacha Shein Batarach. And the Mechaber is being makel then and saying, well, the same one says, you can do any malacha. Once you've been ma'av the batfil, you can do any malacha. So there is such a shita that even after the batfil, you can't do anything, or akaponim, you're limited in what you're allowed to do. So that, Mishmur is not paskin like that, chumrah, but this kula is all the way at the other end of the spectrum, for sure not. So like the Ramah said, Ikir Kisra Rishayna, Sivkatan Mem, Zatir Mishabura. About nefesh, he asked the kumash kosev darkei mercy b'shem azurua, b'chein isa b'zayir shlo lahalik near ad acher seder kedusha. That even after tefillah, it's not enough. You should say seder kedusha before you do any malacha. Avakazer kneses mutar lahalik near acher shehivdu b'tefillah amr buru chamav lemekadosh shachol
seder kedusha
mishum. Seder Kedusha.
Seder Kedusha. They've asked a question.
Yeah. What do you think I said? I'm a Baruch HaMavdu and Kedusha Chol. Mishum the Kavan HaTzibur Shiyashim B'Choshech. So Chaz HaKnesset doesn't mean over here the Chaz, it means the Shamash. So the Shamash is allowed to light some Neiris out of the Tzibur, shouldn't sit there in darkness. So he's allowed with he just said Mavdu and Kedusha Chol, and then he can light. But till there, Shar the Yama, but moving Muksa, it's already lit, moving Muksa, that you don't need Makhbar. Labi yayin b'yom t'vesheni archa shechoshcha. Actually, it's pa'al l'dayin v'gem l'kiddish. Kalachi shori. To'aim is a mishum alocha. Lach mishum achon b'yom t'v'chaverim. Mekim is kadosh ha'yom m'shori. So this, you're not grappling with an issue of malocha because you're allowed to carry. The issue over here is hachona. It's still like the first day, so you're being mechon from the first day to the second day. So it's not, it's really, it's not really the first day anymore. So even though you haven't davened Maariv yet, that would be mutter to do that.
Second night of Yant.
Right. Maril hoy mekapel hatalas shaloi b'chol motzei Shabbos kedei lihisasek b'mitzamiyat. See, he undertook that right away after Shabbos, he would put away, he would fold up his talis from Shabbos. He didn't fold it on Shabbos. We'll see about that. In Shindays, but he immediately after Shabbos he would do that also covered of the mitzvah. So that's the way, right away he's involved with some type of mitzvah.
What mitzvah is that?
Covered of your talus. Okay, okay. Okay, Simon Shin. So it's the Dinamalava Malka. La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchan B'Motzei Shabbos Kela Labas is a Shabbos Afilo Enot Tzarech Ela Kazai. So a person should sit down and eat. A Suda B'Motzei Shabbos as a form of being Malav of the Shabbos, even though he's not hungry, he's just going to eat a Kazai. So the person should do it in a way that he's sitting down to a meal.
Does that mean that he does want
something
to eat?
Well, if it's gechilah gas, obviously you don't do. But if it's right, I mean, even all he's going to do is eat. The point here is, even though all he's going to do is eat a kazayas, because he's not really hungry, so he's just going to wash eat a kazayas. But you should do it in a way that you're setting the table, etc. We misad or shulchanu, as opposed to just taking a chaplap bite. So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. It'll help a little bit." He said, "Adam Shulchanah, Hanu Lifres Mapal Shulchanah Derech Kavod, Chayin Shad Dvarim Hanugim Etzav Erichas Hashulchan." It should be you set the table nicely. So you put a tablecloth, etc. So that's what it means. So the pointer is not just to eat, but it should be done in a way where you're making it look presentable. But you don't need to cook anything, you know, or to make, you know, a major spread. You know, you're not planning to eat. You know, you would do that normally for a chash of a suda. Mashma gemor the yikva suda zu ala pasach chachila kovr shar suda shal Shabbos. So this is a gemor. It's not, you know, this is a gemor in Shabbos. And the Mishmur is understanding that the Nikr did, and the person should do with pas. And preferably a person should make it a full meal with meat, etc. If it doesn't have, or he does have, but it would be overeating. So in the winter, you eat some shoshuras, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you sit down at 9, 10 o'clock, and you have another meal. We eat shoshuras late, so you can sit down and have another meal right afterwards. It's going to be a chila gasa. So you kind of mezenas or kaponim beperis. You should eat something. Okay, but even that which you eat, apparently, that you still would have, you know, doing it at derech kavod. So I can turn this off.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
So it means a lavish that part of the covenant is that you're being malavit out when it leaves. So preferably the malamalka should be closer than the Shabbos. Okay. But v'meno toyev adayin lechel, but he's not hungry over yet. Me'anochen alkapodim shelo yasev v'malocha bekeva atshi kaim sudazu. So you not get right away, but you shouldn't get involved in other types of endeavors before you do the malav malach, even though you're right away. But to push it after chatzoyis for sure, that you shouldn't do.
There's
one part of the body which remains till Eisatchia. Everything else is rotted. And it gets its sustenance from Sudas Malaba Malka. Fine.
The lose,
yeah.
Doesn't say lose.
It says Niskui.
It's not a key of gomer.
The Shomas Bechu Akrob Zorak Mitzvah Bahamba. And after Kamina, Hekli Yevshel Lekayim Kulam. So if you can't do everything, the Suda Shabbos plus Lama Malka, you would use your resources for Suda Shabbos and not for Lama Malka. Fine. It's a Shabbos. It's a Malava the Shabbos. Mitamza Yeshar Noigim Laharbis Neighbors, but Mitzvah Shabbos Yesim Mechol. So that's why we have people. They always use neiris. The point is, the Matzah Shabbos they do even more neiris than usual because that was how they lit their houses. For us, lighting any neir really is more than your Tuesday night for supper. I don't think most people are lighting candles. A person lights a candle on Matzah Shabbos, right? So that would be mekayim that. So take a look over here, just the few points here. The Shara Tzi and the Hay says you should be mocked, you try and do it as early as possible, at least not get involved in something else. So Hoderech Lavoya, the Shara Tzi and the Hay says the Hoderech Lavoya, who basically see you, Ulayachash Karyotza, your Malabim as he's leaving, not later on. We see a Daitam Imenu, Shalahalosik Bekeva Bim Lachakoinim, and that's even if you do it right away, but your mamash got involved with something else, and then you say, by the way, so sad to see you go. Like, you know, that's quite insulting. So that's why you should not get involved in any malach in between. Fine. If you look at the Shari Tshuva in Sukkot and Aleph, he brings in the Machzik Bracha B'Shem L'Marsha, the type of is Dabar Mechudas to Motzi Shabbos, the boy Suda Bampi Nafshe, B'lo Mishi Rayim. Kekos of Haramam B'Alfasi Zuta, the Revol, the Zuze, the Brehu, the Ovid, that you shouldn't use just leftovers, you should actually make something fresh to eat. So that the Mishabur said before that you're not Mokhiv to do that. And Mokhiv Levashal Tavshilin, he's coming to respond to this sheet over here that there is a Mailak upon him. Fine.
There's a Mailak upon him.
To make some. The Shari Tshuva is saying there's a Mailak to make something special. You make something fresh to eat Motzei Shabbos. Fine. Then he brings over your custom between Aruzal, Shanefesh, Yisera, Eno Halechas, Lagamri, Ad Achra, Sudas, Motzi Shabbos, Chen, Ein Roy, Lahasi, Zatzav, Malacha, Shena, Oichel Nefesh, Ad Achra, Sudas, Motzi Shabbos, Ayin Shom. So the Nefesh, Yisera, Shabbos is still here, you shouldn't be involved in Malacha at that point in time. Then he says, Mishiyav, Shalalechel, Pas, Lepachos, Yochel, Pas Kistin, Shalis, Tehav, Mazonis. And he says, "V'chaven l'labas haShabbos u'lahasher bracha b'sudas chol v'yor lehem kedusha Shabbos." Fine. Then the last was because of Shem Aram Zakuta, v'tshuva siman lamed shekibul b'Shem Arizal, she'also learned Ravida Motzei Shabbos atchiyaver chatzos alayla kimat chatzos yesh kedusha Shabbos, which is, by the way, why we're ma'achir saying slichas. Until Chatzos. It means like Rabbi Shemesh Law, the Misha Mafsik, me Boyoim, Yatriach Lahokin, Sudazul Acherim, Magam Yilma Dinim, Mamor Mashachim, Sudazul. I'm not sure what that din is, the first point. The second point is. Uh, Fine. Let's see, just to see if there's something interesting over here. So the interesting question, there's an Elie Rabba to the Barber Hate of quotes, if a person ends up having a long shalshudas, actually that was Yazuta, he wrote both Swarm. If it's Nimshik till into the Vare Laila, so you're Mekayim Lo Amalka, even though you didn't, you're going to bench and say Ritzay, but Maisa, you ate Motzi Shabbos, so that would be a key of that also. Fine. Okay. So, from Siman Shen Aleph and onwards, we start dealing with Malachas of Shabbos, Muksa, etc. But the dinim of the Hanhagas of Shabbos, the Mitzaseh of Shabbos, etc., are basically have ended, and now we're going to start the Losaseh. So that's the division. Siman Shen Aleph is quite a long Siman. Most of the Siman deals with the halachas of which begotten are what's called considered caring, what's not considered caring. But the first six sifim deal with some of not caring, but how you deport yourself, etc. Okay, in Loras B'Shabbos, a person should not run on Shabbos. Elam can hula the bar mitzvah. A person should not run on Shabbos. So the pasuk says, so Chazal say that the way you travel on Shabbos should be different than the way you travel on the weekday. Hagav also leaves soya, yosem me'ama bepsiachas im afshalo bepochus, and the person should not take large steps, jumping, etc., because that's Shabbos. It's a more relaxed time. That's part of the covenant of Shabbos. You're not taking these big, long strides. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? Aleph ein loras b'Shabbos. So never be kibatim asayis terechecha, but dorsh shlo hiluchecha b'Shabbos ki hiluchecha b'chol. Shnerech adam lamar b'loras acher iska. In the weekday you run to get to your business, etc. On Shabbos you're not going anywhere. So you should relax. So let's say a person's running because it's raining and he wants to get inside. That's not a problem. Or any type of situation where you'd want to run, let's say, it's a dangerous neighborhood or something of that sort. All of those things that you want to get out of the situation of discomfort. So that's not what we answered. Fine. Furthermore, there's another issue in general. Taking long strides is something which Chazal discouraged. It tells Echad Mechomesh Meyos Bemeor Einov, it diminishes a person's eyesight. El de B'Shabbos Ikonami Isur Mishum Masos Rechecha. So one is a health issue and one is a halachic issue of COVID. Okay. Then it said, also if a person should not take these steps more than an amav siachas, and who within the also leak parts, the person should not be jumping. Okay, unless yes, meyama gimel pirish yichatzi amav bein regel leregel. So an amav would mean including the foot. So you have a space of a foot in general, like about a half of an amma. So this is a space of a half of an amma between the feet. So you end up with the total stride was an amma. So you shouldn't do more than that. The chaf regal achas who gam ken chatzi amma. Zeh b'adam benish shashir p'siya benish shaloi huva amma. B'adam galo b'yersu k'fi shir p'siya shaloi. So the main point is, basically, you're not taking a very large stride. So an average person, that would be this year. Somebody who's a bigger person, so his stride would be longer. But then again, it should not be a long stride. If it's possible to do shorter, Because that's not possible, let's say there's you have to jump over a puddle or something of that sort, that's going to be the next, we'll talk about that. That's mutter. Okay, so a person should not be running. Sukhtisevbeis, however, and this is a tour, that bachurim, young men, hamisangim, kitzosim, marutzosim, mutter, for them, this is part of Anik Shabbos, is running and jumping, etc. If a person wants to run to get opportunity to see something which would, you know, would make a person happy, so that's a form of Onik Shabbos. So that's not a steer to bechibado. It should be that across the Shabbos Onik. So the conflict between the two, this is their Onik, so that's mutter.
What?
So the Mishnah mutter filachatkilo shizel Onik shalehem. So we have bechibado. Says that you should chill out. You have oinig, which says you should jump for these people. This is oinig. So meila, the oinig is matrit. Chenirus pirush cholodim mutter loritz chenirus stubber shemis anig boy. So if I don't run, I'm not going to catch the sight. Okay. Fine. I'm taking a walk, even though my kavana is because I want to get some exercise. It's not obvious. I will also lower it, but to run, that's already to be able to get the exercise of running, which is, you know, healthy, etc. If a person is doing it because of refuah issues, it would go into this of refuah. And some are even just taking a walk, if your kavana is because a person needs it to for health reasons, a person needs to do that. If a person is doing it, take a look over here in the Sharatian and Tess. She says it's a problem. After Riosim, it's accepted in Machachas Lamayan. I'm fine. Meramam Perachaval Machashabas Mashik Saskavosay. Being rot, we come not to Kesha Yi Toyim Lechel. The person's running to work up an appetite. Magaram Mashik the Ksas to Shori. Okay, but how's Isa Behedjali Isser? Vav, the time of Mishum, the Ritza Guva Lachashiva Adayan Tanuv. His argument is, yes, you'll get an appetite, you'll enjoy the meal better. But meanwhile, you're doing something which is not, it's the opposite of Oynik. It's Tircha.
Why can't Tircha be on it?
No, he's saying again, the person not doing it because he enjoys running. The person not because he wants to work up an appetite. Okay. So he's mutching himself out to be able to have an appetite. That's very nice. So later on, I'll enjoy myself. Can the female the servant Rabbi Chanan bezed loikatas? Male shori gam bezed kima the ritzah hula tzarcha chila shiyanik Shabbos. So we should argue that's mutter. I'm not going to come out the halacha of the ma'aser mutter. After the mashu oisa pulas kdei sheitoyv lechol hu b'chal refuah. You know, if a person needs to do this to work up an appetite, so that itself is a form of getting his body to function normally. It's a form of we go under the umbrella of refuah, which might be problematic anyway. So he doesn't. Let me explain something. When the siman of Hilchos Refuah and Shabbos is the siman Shin Chav Ches. Over there, it's beferish that his amlus person is exercising to work up a sweat is also. That's a fair shadid. That the question over here is, do we argue? So if that's the person's goal is to try and because that's it's for a health purpose or etc. That itself is that's already a din over there that we're saying that that's also. It goes under the umbrella of the Isser of Refuah. I'm trying to address health needs in my body. So that's exactly what Chazal were afraid. So people take medications for that. People do exercises for that. People do a lot of things for that. So that's the whole thing is off the table. that, but he's saying that, but if I do walking for that purpose, that's the first point of saying, well, that's mutter. And the Yeshua, well, even walking goes into that Isser. In other words, I'm going to pressure myself to take a walk because I need it for my health. That itself goes into this. So if a person is called Shein Busakana, so the same way you can take medication, you can do this too. If a person is not a called Shein Busakana, so then you can't. Okay. So even on the more, getting back to the din over here, but the case for young men, that's mutter still. Excuse me. Gimel. Hayahalach umagil amasamayim. Person was walking and he reaches a small creek. He can jump, even though he's obviously lengthening his stride by doing so. He has to almost jump. He can't just make a long stride across. It's too far for that. So we're mounting the jump. But why do we jump? What about just walking around it? It's better that he should jump than he should instead take a long trip around it. Because that's also a form of extra tircha on Shabbos. But to go through it, that we're not going to allow you, because once a person will wet his clothes, we're afraid that he's going to end up squeezing out his clothes. We'll see the exceptions to that rule in Sif Dalad, Hay, and Vav. Okay. Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel, Sifkot and Ches. The dog of the Likbois, Dilug Mikri, Shemavsik Ragla Berechova, Kitzu, which Hecha Shakabish, Teragla Bavasachas. So when you jump with both feet, that's called kvitza. Dilug is when you take a very long stride. It's better if you do that than you should go around. But if you can't jump over, the only thing is to go around. So go around. But because you still have a schita issue. We'll give cases where you're allowed to go through the water, but in general, but cases where that doesn't apply, we have Chazal and Gezer, you can't go through the water because you're going to come to do skita on your begotten. Fine. Dalet. Hayahelch Dvar Mitzvah. But if he was going for a dar mitzvah purpose, so he's going to hakel penei rabbi or penei misha galim mena b'chachma, he's going to greet the talmud chacham. So then yochel labrba, he's allowed to go through the river. Mavachi asks a shinoi, but he has to do some way a shinoi to remember, to remind himself not to do schita. Ken shal yotzi yodim itachas svas chalukai. Ken shi yizkir will yavle de schita. He tells you in the Kamun Siman Tov Rishu Gimel Sif Hey Sif Ches Behagol talks about doing this in Yom Kippur, which besides the Schita issue, you have besides the issue of Schita, you have a problem on Yom Kippur of getting of Rechitza, correct? But also Lavra B'Sandoloi. The case there's no Erev and the Venus are carrying, so going with a shoe which is tied around your foot, so we're not worried about the shoe coming off, but a sandal which doesn't tie around the foot like that, so that we're afraid the prison is going to come off and end up carrying it. Now the Shina that he says, I never was sure exactly what they're picturing, but it seemed to be, because there's a case in the Mishnah where you pick up the bottom of the baggage. You imagine they had this long flowing baggage, so you pick up the bottom of the baggage, you would sort of wrap your hand in it and walk the whole time with your hand wrapped in it, and that'd be a reminder, like, why am I doing that? So that would be the reminder that you can't do skit. So Mishabur Pnei Rabbi, Hudin Pnei Aviv, Mishabur Sukkot Yud. By my government, the Ish, Isha Shavim, Mitzvah, Hakwalas Ponim, that the union of Gomer and Mekabel, the Bnei Gadol, applies to women as well. But Benir Shadisha Haina Badavka Birishus Bala, but you know, only her husband gives a Rishus to leave. Now, the Mishabura will bring over here that, I mean, we know the mitzvah, if it calls Bnei Rabbi, is a loch of unregel. And here we're talking about Shabbos. So he says, a regel, it's a chiyuv, and Shabbos, it's a rishus. But it's also a rishus. I mean, but when you do it, consider you did the bar mitzvah. Mishabura doesn't like that pshat. Right? So then it says, comes out, that's what the Bunga Roma says. The Mishabura comes out, the mitzvah is to be as close as you are, so you should go as often as possible. That's the mitzvah. So a person was far away, so they were kaveh at least once, at least by the regal. That's the, so the Kabbalah for now really is like the pasuk is L'Chodesh L'Shabbos. He asked, you know, why you're going to Elisha? It's not Chodesh L'Shabbos. It would indicate in the Chodesh that some people went every Chodesh, some people went every Shabbos, not just on Yom Tov. Okay. A penemi shagadol, Mr. Burger Aleph, lafukei Rabbi Tatamina the Oser. If the Rebbe is going to the Talmud, that's not mutter. Talmud shetzarach l'Rabbi based at the Warden. But if it's a case where the Rebbe benefits from the Talmud, the Rebbe needs him, hey mitzad chidudo becharifusa, you could have a very sharp Talmud or ask good questions. Hey mitzad sheyesh toshmus migdol mecharim, or he's learned by other people, so he has what to respond to what you're learning. Then you're allowed to, the Rebbe would be allowed to travel through the river to get to the Talmud. Look upon him, gadol mimeno beis hadvarim. In some way, he's benefiting from the Talmud. So the Talmud is his gadol in that situation. Sefer Torah Shabbos osur bezeh. Even that's osur. Mirav mistabek beis hadvarim. Helak lishal les tamido sheyudei bezeh. Mistabek bezeh kataz. Lugar mei l'shar dvar mitzvah. If he needs to get an answer to do something, a practical shaila, he needs a paskin, and the Talmud knows the answer. So that's mutter. Over there, Sif Yubayz Bahago, Sif Ches Bahago, Hanu the Shom of Word, I feel him, Ika Dark Akrina Lahakif. But if you can go around, so I have it, some kipper, and I can go around and not go through the water. But I'm adding Hakif. Mut of Yosel Lavra Bemayim Ilaharbis Behiluch, Kimashu Arbor the Dvar Mitzah. That's what, the Ramah says over there, it's better to go through the water on Yom Kippur and not be makif, not do the extra walking. But Yom Kippur, it's better to go around. Fine. Hey, Ahal Chadvar Mitzvah Mutal Avra B'Mayim Af B'Chazora. So you allowed to go there and back, even though coming back, you're not coming back with the Bar Mitzvah, but if I can't come back, I'm not going to go next time. You'd give him, if you're not going to come back this time, I'm not going to want to go next time. And we don't want that. That's... I don't think we ever discussed that issue in regards to, you know,
Solo,
those type of things. So when we get to Shin Chav Ches, we'll talk about it. Fine. Vav. Hayloch Lishmar Peirosov. So they also were matter. Mutaloy Laver B'mayim B'Halicha V'lo B'Chazara. You can go there, but you can't come back. Lishmar Peirosov. Zok the Mishabur. Why? The Shemir Esmarmarna Yudalit. Benami haviksas mitzvah. Taking care of your money is also that's part of your responsibility. So that's called the bar mitzvah a little bit. So therefore, we're going to be matzah to allow the person to go. Come welcome leitir b'chazara. They won't let him come back. Mishum leitir the bar mitzvah kolkach. It's not such a bar mitzvah that we have to feel a need to be matzah it. A and B, the whole argument is you're not going to go next time. So for the mitzvah, you're not going to go, but take care of your money, you will go next time, even if you have to stay there. First of all, so you don't want to go, so you don't go.
By Dar Mitzvah, we don't want that answer. By your mom, and okay, so you don't go. And anyway, it's like, you're going to go anyway. We know the people will go. But you have this. You need the hacker that he shouldn't come to do schita by making a shinoi. They shouldn't be yotzi yoda mitachas sas chalukai, and he shouldn't wear a sandal, etc. Now, take a look in the Bir Halacha in Yochel Avrabo. He says you're allowed to do this. I feel a kashulah, but even though you're wearing clothing, I feel a huatzavar b'mayim. But dafka hechadol redifi maya gamzasham. If the water is running, so there's danger. Right. So you know, people think they should always tell you, like, you know, don't walk into or drive into a place where you have there's a current, because you don't know where that's dangerous. Take sweep a person off his feet, etc. Now, there's an interesting question that the Moshe Dirsch over here brings. Let's say your clothing is dirty and the water is clean. So you're going to be doing libun just by walking into the water. It's going to wash off the dirt from your clothing. So do we have a problem over here of in general, this is not, you know, this is not how you wash your clothing. They're wearing it, etc. It's not a way, normal way a person washing clothing. So he says that it's considered derech lichluch, which we'll see in Shin Beis, that doing a derech lichluch is not a problem of malabing. It'd be interesting to clarify. You know, in Maisa, there are some cases of which would be problematic. Okay, so this is a good place to stop, because from the Sif Zion and onwards, it deals with the Halachas of Mitzvah. I mean, almost all the way to the end. There's Bir Halacha over here, which gives introduction, Kol Yotzei. So we'll do that next week, and we'll start these Halachas.